Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we're discussing the ways that real estate agents use mobile wallet passes to generate leads and funnel them through to completed sales. Not all customers or prospects are created equal, and your mobile passes should reflect that. We started this podcast a couple years ago. We find it to be a great medium to discuss the ways that our clients, like realtors or real estate brokers, use property passes as part of their marketing mix. This is a marketing tool when presenting at a listing, and it's a cool and nifty one to pull out of your pocket.
So listen to these podcasts at your leisure to find little gems that would help your business succeed. Not everything works in the real estate, gets results, but mobile passes set up as property passes do. So if you go back to our library, two good episodes come to mind. Episode 49, Cheap Real Estate Tech. Being seen on mobile, having your real estate brand is an effective way to expand reach, engage, and close the sale. And agents don't want to know how they did it. They just want to beat out their competition, their fellow agents.
One of the other good ones is one of our original episodes, number 8, the 3 R's of top listing agents. I'm not going to give away the secrets of what they are. Go listen to it after you hear this podcast. But first, you may be a first-time listener. You maybe don't know exactly how mobile wallet passes work or how they would apply to real estate. So Hazel's going to do her usual 2-minute breakdown of what a mobile pass is and how it works in this instance.
Great. Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the backlinks, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do. Pass. Now back to our topic today, real estate agents using passes to enable lead generation. Part of a process for any real estate agents from open house is the follow-ups. Getting listings is only half the battle. Selling them on you, your marketing tools, and having them agree on a realistic price point. The other half of the battle is that much time and money is spent into any open house. Any top seller out there is organized in knowing what are hot and cold leads and how to organize themselves at the next open house. Just like top sellers, we deal with agents that are incredibly organized when it comes down to their own lists and turn these lists as funnels. Some ways we see lists and these lead generation being organized is through hot and cold leads. Usually a broker funnel and a looky-loo one works well. I'm making a distinction here of what a looky-loo is, and those are usually those that come in through open houses that don't usually like to register. But we'll get into that a bit later on.
Thanks, Hazel. So a mobile wallet pass is based on organized lists like this, and smart realtors turn them into lead generation funnels. So a mobile pass sent to another broker could have more details in it than a pass that's being sent to just a regular home buyer prospect. So with a broker's pass, perhaps you want to set up a schedule link to see the property. Maybe that's higher up on the back of a pass than a pass that's being sent to a looky-loo. It's more likely that a broker who's dealing with serious buyers may want to pass the pass, so to speak, onto buyers and schedule a showing later in the week. For looky-loo passes, you may want to move the schedule link lower down on the pass and have more of the home features or the video tour, that sort of thing, displayed higher up on the pass.
Right, Kim, because as a listing agent, it's important to create a listing property pass that highlights the best features of the home in a different way. Paint the picture you want them to see to communicate the right information at the right time creates to streamline results. That makes the task of prospecting easier, especially when it comes to looky-loos. And it's tough to do. The objective of an open house is to bring people in and not to keep them out. And unless you're having a broker's open to gain pre-qualified prospects that way, it's not going to keep the looky-loos away.
Right, great point. So you mentioned having your property passes organized in two ways. So for a broker's pass, I think that suggests more hot leads and then a secondary pass set up for non-qualified buyers. And once you have your funnels set up, I'm going to let you detail the strategy that we find that, you know, kind of works best with most of the agents in how they actually set up the funnels and get the prospects into them.
Right. So at an open house, usually there's a registration process. Serious buyers will add their name right to the registry, and those looky-loos from the neighborhood may not want to supply their name or their email.
Stop calling me a looky-loo. I go wandering around our neighborhood every single time there's an open house, and there aren't very many, but I want to see what's going on with the neighborhood.
Right. So, but not to worry about getting their info from these looky-loos that don't want to give it at registration. You can add them later to your cold lead list. And getting them to add the property pass, which is made for them, it's really like a cold lead pass. So what we've mentioned above, it will look a little different than you would as a broker's pass. And again, this is done at registration. Just to have them scan a QR code that's placed by the registry as part of your signage, or you can even pass it from phone to phone. So if you have a junior agent speaking with them, they can just pass the pass using the QR code and or using AirDrop, and make them feel comfortable that they're actually not supplying any information, but taking information away from you.
That's a really good point.
So a property pass has then looking on, a property pass looks right at the pass on their device, and maybe today a looky-loo is a cold lead, and they have supplied you with not who they are, but you can have numerous opportunities to supply them with who you are, and to remind them of the properties you have on the market, especially in your neighborhood.
So, right, you can take that pass and update it to your next listing that's in the same neighborhood or close by, and then send the lock screen message with the notification about a new open house or scheduling an appointment. And so that would kind of qualify them from a cold lead, turns them into a hot one because they've now responded to your mobile lock screen notification. And so this is all using either the Apple Wallet app or using a compatible, you know, an Android third party that we work with. And you personalize these for your campaign needs and then deliver it out to your leads or your connections just the same as you would with email.
Yeah, that's right. And Kim, we can't stress this enough. These are your own leads you're building up. And that's the best takeaway so far to come into the 21st century, are mobile devices. So real estate agents use this right at the right time at registration. There is signage asking to install the property pass by scanning into a QR code. That way looky-loos feel they've got away without giving you any info, but taking very little. They do actually not know that these passes can be changed out for the next listing. Next listing that you get, and updating the pass accordingly.
So in addition to the QR codes or the AirDrop, you know, we probably should mention that one of the simplest ways to do this is to simply give somebody a short URL.
Yes.
That almost works better than the QR code scanning or the AirDrop, because you don't have to explain to somebody, type this URL into your browser. So that's a really good alternative as well, I think.
Yes. And just know that all these passes go right to the looky-loo's phone. So you're creating a funnel system.
Right. One that works with a mobile pass. And so you have your two links, your two QR codes for your two different passes at your open house. And one is for those who register and the other one is for the people that don't. But can't you also, for people that register, maybe they didn't download the pass at the open house, now you've got their email or their mobile number, so you can send them a pass after the fact as well. So, you know, I think realtors that are hungry enough, you know, most of them are, they're going to take the lead no matter how it comes their way. And it's kind of, you know, it's one of those long-term strategies that generally tends to work for you because it's your lead, no one else's. It's not going into like the shared lead pool at the brokerage or anything like that. These are going to be directly your leads.
Right. It's your lead, no one else's. And that's a way of getting ahead at your broker's firm. Now, Kim, before we finish our episode, let's just pass one more piece of mobile strategy to realtors. One that works incredibly well. And that is our $7 digital business card.
Oh, so the $7 digital business card is kind of a really sweet little product. Basically what it is it's a digital business card that's automatically updatable anytime you need to make changes to it. The initial cost is $7. It's good for a year. It's literally a digital business card that sits on your phone. It has its own URL, just like any other pass. It has its own QR code, potentially like any other pass, or you can use the share feature on the back of the pass to share it with other people who also happen to have iPhones.
That's right. And it's you can get it directly off our site, mobilewalletmarketer.com. We offer a way to share a pass that provides prospects to stay in touch with you, all from a mobile device. These passes we've talked about, funneling can be developed into digital business card for any agent. So again, I'll go through the pass of what it would look like. On the front, usually realtors like to put their image on the front of the pass. So usually a photo of yourself and your name and a small logo can have your broker's firm to it. Some put on the front of the pass where the tagline is, some put their phone number, some put their years of experience being a real estate agent. It's really how you feel that you want the look to be. And that's really the front of the pass. The back of the pass, it includes share pass features. So this digital business card can be put on any social media platform like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. While it has links to any current property listings that you have, not to mention all your call to actions. So again, these prospects can get in touch with you immediately. They don't have to look through their contact list for a phone number or an email from you. They just need to have the pass. And you can install it the same way as we were mentioning with property passes. You know, it has its own, as Kim said, has its own URL to it. You can scan the QR code or even use AirDrop to pass it from one phone to another. So let's just review what we've learned today using a mobile wallet pass, is that it's great for real estate agents for their lead generations, and they can funnel their passes through a hot and cold lead list with different but similar passes that works one for brokers and one for looky-loos. And of course, not to forget our $7 business digital business card product, which is really made so well for realtors. Real estate agents love using this. It's cool to pass out. Again, go to mobilewalletmarketer.com to find out more about the $7 offer.
Sweet. And, you know, more importantly, finding these leads and drawing them to you by adding mobile passes to their devices, that's now your lead, and you're building up your own lead base, and you're not relying on someone else's list when it's time to find prospects. So, you know, what happens is that over time, your installed pass count is going to soar along with your database of prospective clients.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Kim. Well, that does it for me. Thanks for listening to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. You can find a list of other episodes in our library at dominoresearch.com/podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to speak to us specifically, you can find us on dominoresearch.com, mobilewalletmarketer.com, or potentially cannabiswallet.net if you are working with any clients in the state legal cannabis industry.
Great. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day.